Hello, folks, it's Doug Dyke giving you my spiel that I usually gave live and in person at the spring sports meeting that we decided to do away with since they weren't very well attended in the spring. And you also have the information available to you at any time to listen to again if you like to just hear my melodious voice. The first thing I want to remind you is that if your son or daughter is injured at practice or an event, they must report all injuries to the trainer. All athletes that see a physician must be cleared to participate by the physician in writing. If there's a head injury suffered, they need to follow our protocol through SCOT. Transportation is provided for after practices, also known as the late buses. They leave at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday and at 5:45 p.m. on Fridays. The district handles transporting to away events unless extenuating circumstances. Unless a coach is stipulated in his team rules, parents can sign out students after events. If a parent wants someone other than themselves to take a student home from an event, it must be pre-approved by myself or the principal. No buses on vacation days for practices, so parents are responsible on getting students to and from those practices. Code of conduct and team rules. Now, the code of conduct was attached to your son or daughter's physical or research packet. The team rules will be located on the athletic website along with these audio files and other important information. There's a reminder about talking to coaches about their child when it is appropriate. No confrontations after games or practices. If you want to meet with a coach, you can contact me to set up a meeting. Coaches do not have to discuss playing time. Also remember that the kids need to be in school by 9:50 a.m. And if they're not going to be in by that time, they need to have a doctor's excuse. They also have to be passing 4 credits weekly. If they're not, they're ineligible at the end of that week at Saturday at midnight. And it is in effect till the next Saturday at midnight. And once Mr. Tobias tells me a kid is ineligible, it doesn't matter if their grade goes up. They are still ineligible for that next week. Of course, we always talk to the kids about sportsmanship. Want to remind parents about sportsmanship at the athletic events. Don't be screaming at the officials or umpires because you can be removed from the event and quite possibly suspended from attending any events for the rest of the year. I do post summaries of athletic events on the Bald Eagle Area Athletics Facebook page. Also, that's where I try to put important messages, so maybe check that out. Of course, schedules are subject to change with the lovely spring weather. You can see updated schedules at the athletic website, which is beaathletics, all one word, .org. Cancellations. If school is canceled, that the event is usually canceled. I'll send out emails and phone messaging as soon as I can regarding make updates. That's even with rainouts. I try to get those out as quick as I can. Please try not to call the office and be patient. We will get, you know, that information out as soon as I know what's going on. Again, look for Scott DeVore's audio message regarding concussions and hydration and other issues. But if you have any questions, I can be reached at either 280-0250 or via email at douglas.dyke@beasd.net. Thank you.